Okay, I have 7 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Please stand so we can say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And would clerk please call the roll?
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here. Now, we're going to vary from the agenda just a little bit and have our city attorney talk about what's happened with our city government structure here in the last week. So I'll turn it over to you, John.
As you guys are aware, the mayor has tendered his resignation. It was effective, I believe it was signed the 21st of July, but it was effective the 28th of July. So there is a vacancy in regards to the seat of the mayor. Most forms of government, that would mean that you need to appoint an acting mayor amongst one of you to act as mayor. However, we are the commission form of government, which is to define in regards specifically to this aspect 65 ILCS 5/4-5-1, which states that the commissioner of accounts and finance shall be the vice president of the council, and in the case of a vacancy in the office of mayor or the absence of inability of the mayor, shall perform the duties of the mayor. The statute specifically mentions vacancy here. So the legislature was pretty clear of their intent for the commissioner of council finance to act as the mayor. Now, we just had a municipal election, as you're aware. And for you guys, the commissioners, you have your elections once every 4 years. But there are municipal elections once every 2 years. The statute that defines as to when we would be having an election for the mayor is defined in 65 ILCS 5/3.1-10-50, specifically subsection F, which are just numbers to you guys. But it does state within that particular statute that if there is a vacancy in the office of mayor, that unexpired term in excess of 28 months, and there is at least a 130 days until the next municipal election, then in the next municipal election, there would be an item for the election of mayor. So in April of 2025, there will be an election for the office of mayor within Clinton, Illinois. And Council of Finance will act as the mayor until that time.
Yep.
That is all I have.
And then that person that gets the position in the election would serve until the remainder of Roger's term.
That would be accurate, yes. That would be your term for mayor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this gives us opportunity to thank Roger for his many years of service to the city. It was kind of an abrupt change here, having him leave like this, but he did put in 12 full years and about a quarter of this last year, so 12 and a quarter years. So it's a good deal of time, a lot of time spent with the city government, so we want to thank him for that. Okay, do we have anybody signed up for participation?
No, we do not.
Okay. Reports of the departments, public...
We're going to approve the minutes.
Oh, we got to do the minutes, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a motion for the minutes?
Yeah, motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of July 18th, 2023 be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. And Cheryl, would you read the list of bills, please?
General Administration, $29,227.01. Economic Development, $397.14. Police, $21,061.53. Fire, $4,869.93. Street, $5,652.26. Parks, $2,717.78. Public Health and Safety, $46.89. Police and Fire Commission, $946. Garbage, $1,780.67. Cemetery, $819.39. Water Operations, $49,271.82. Sewer Operations, $3,805.29. EPA Westside Water Loan Payment, $52,682.22. EPA Sewer Project Loan Payment, $74,898.36. Water Deposits, $115.92. Clinton Sanitary District, $55,450.63. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $1,229.51. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $310,899.39. Hospital Funded Depreciation, $315,773.
Bills and payroll.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Okay, report from the Department of Public Affairs, so don't have anything. Report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
The only thing I've got is everything's on ready to get going for the improvement on South Madison Street and Washington Street. Hopefully within this month, they'll be in here and get started on that. So, you know, that, and just remind people, it's Madison Street, not traffic on the street, so you're going to look for different ways to get through town. So, that's all I've got.
Okay. Report from the Department of Public Improvements.
I have quite a few tonight, actually, of course. Yeah, you know I got to have one once in a while. Okay. First thing is we've been working on different things out at the plant. We've got things that right now, and it's been out on public media and on the city's website and stuff, that we've got a part that broke down in the lime censoring part. So water is a little bit rusty. It's not as soft. We've not been able to use it like it's supposed to. But it's supposed to be here the 7th. The part, they expedited it. It should be here the 7th. Within 2-3 days, you'll see an improvement as soon as we can get everything started back up. There is no problem with the water quality. It's just kind of back where you're getting rust, and it makes it stain and do things like it used to be. So we are working on it, and they've got it ordered, and it should be taken care of within 10 days. So just want everybody to know that. Also, we had the bearings went out, and we're getting the bearings replaced on the main service pumps that are down in the plant, the 1,000 and the 500-gallon pumps. It was already in the budget to do it, but we also had a problem with the connect, you know, the contacts and electrical components of the 1,000-gallon per minute one went out. Kelly got the parts. It took us 6 months to get the parts, and they just had gotten here on the shelf, and it went out. So Kelly was working on that yesterday. It should be back in service and everything running there, but we're also going to get the bearings and everything replaced, but it just, it's time for that. Out at Trimble's Plumbing, he bought the old Haynes Transfer Building out on County Highway 1. He's been running his service out of there, and he has not had water service. They had a well. The well has started acting up for him. He wants to run a water line to his building. What we will be doing, and the service line that basically feeds him, but we're going to put in the main up to the property line, and we will help him with that. He is going to do the installation. He will take and, you know, do connections and take care of that stuff. He's going to dig and install the line, and his expense and his time. So all we'll be doing is buying the parts to get it up to the property line, and he will be doing the digging and getting it installed. We will inspect it, and pretty good deal really for us. It will expand that main future. Anybody that wants to buy the lots between him and back to the ESDA law office, that way we could have that already in line to hook up to. It would be there and ready to go. So
the main ends right to the ESDA office.
It dies right there at the end of the property. So that's going to be a little bit of a main extension. It's going to help us, and it's going to get his water there, and it will make it a lot better for us. And but anyway, he's going to be willing to do that with us working on all these boring companies and stuff. That's going to be a big help for us to be able to do that. So he works for us and does things on the side, done a really good job, and I'm sure that it'll be put up just like it should.
Will there be a fire hydrant outside the, Johnny, at the dead end?
I will check. We're supposed to have one every 500 feet, so I don't know where the closest one is. I'll find out, but if we do, we'll have one. We can get it at the same time. Because that way we'll have something with flush, and we can take care of that too, so that would be a good idea. And if it's not any farther, we'll try to get one in there. I have anything else? I think that's all that, but then on a sour note, I have in my hand, and you guys all received in your box, a letter from Lloyd Francis, who is going to retire. He just decided that it was time. He is going to retire from being the superintendent down there and the public works director, assistant. It's effective as of January the 5th of 2024. We don't know just what we're going to be doing right at the moment. We're going to be starting to look early because I don't want to get into the same bind that we had with finding someone to take Tim's job. So one way or another, we will be filling that position as soon as possible. Lloyd is one of those kind of dedicated guys that worked for the city for a long time. He's came up through the ranks, done everything anybody could ever ask of him, but he's even still volunteering to help whoever is a new person, make sure that everything transitions, make sure that everything works, and even after he retires, he would still be available to help and do anything that he can. And I truly believe that. When he writes it, you can believe it. It's just like putting it in stone. So he has done a great job for everybody in the city, and a great job for me as being a commissioner. I can't ask for a better person. I know he takes and keeps the workforce moving, and he's done a great, great job in everything that I could ever ask. So he's going to be greatly missed. I'm not going to lie. I've tried everything I can to talk him out of it. Because I'd let soon he'd stick around. You know, I kind of came back for this next 4 years when I really didn't want to, and I thought he would stick with me. But I don't blame him. I understand exactly where he's at. It's just getting more and more hard for him. Nothing but the best for him. Whatever he's going to do, I hope nothing but the best. But just so you know about it early, and then we'll be working on it as we can. I'm not going to go through what we went through with all this other stuff. So it will be in place. It will be ready. And we will have something to transition through. We've got a lot of ideas. So we're going to be working on that. Other than that, that is it for me this evening.
Okay. Department of Public Health and Safety.
To tag along with what John said, Lloyd called me today, and he asked me to let the news know, to let the public know, right now our parks and some of our things that normally are kept a little bit better right now are not being kept a little bit better right now for the fact that we got four boring companies in town, and they're absorbing all the city crew's time to do these locates. So the public, please bear with them. They're doing the best they can for the manpower they got. They're not hiding and being lazy. They're working. They just have to do these locates so we can get it done without any fire incidents or anything of that nature. So just want to make the public aware. If the park grass is, you know, or some little maintenance thing they see is not getting done, give them a chance because they're going to get to it. It's just taking longer, okay? Steven, you got anything, bud? That's all I got, Tom.
You want to announce about your niece?
Yeah. today we received a call from Iowa. My great niece went to Iowa to compete in the United States Junior Olympics, and she received the gold medal in pole vault. So all our local area fire departments, they got home about 5 o'clock. We escorted them in town. Her name is Jenna Hoffman. So that's pretty good for the city of Clinton. She lives right here in Clinton. So
congratulations.
That's all I got.
All right. Report from the Department of Public Health or Accounts and Finances. I don't have anything to report myself. And then going down to unfinished business, we have a few motions to approve.
Yep.
Start with the contract.
Motion to approve Resolution 2023-10, resolution authorizing execution of contract for the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Clinton and the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local Union Number 137.
I make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. And the next one, would you?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1580, an ordinance authorizing real estate to go out to bid 523 North Maple Street.
Motion made and seconded. This is Tom Poston's property that we had to demolish. It's a vacant lot. So, okay, please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Motion to approve the bid and award the contract for the 2023 MFT summer maintenance to Ileana Construction Company in the amount of $96,675.
I'll make the motion. Second that.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
This is our annual oil and shipping of the state streets.
Okay. You have any idea when they're going to start?
I know.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. We got one more.
Motion to approve Supplemental Resolution 2023-11, a resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code 2023 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $6,000.
I'll make the motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
This is just a little add-on to including the engineering and everything for the summer maintenance of the oil and shipping. Just been over a little bit.
Okay.
We had $100,000 budget that we just went over a little bit with the engineering off.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. And then we got one place on file.
Yeah. Letter of understanding between the Police Benevolent Labor Committee and the City of Clinton.
That's all we have on the agenda. We have no closed session, so entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Motion made and seconded. Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion approved.
Have we heard yet?
They're supposed to get a letter on it.